Om Shanti. Still good morning. Still it is morning, no? Today's blessings, morning. Baba said, as is the aim and object, so should be your attributes, your life. Aim and object. In Hindi, it's Lakshya and Lakshan. Lakshya means the goal, where I want to reach. I have an aim to reach something, to get something. And then it's object. This is where I'm focused to receive this. This is why it's goal. Aim and object. As is the aim and object, so are the efforts. But in today's blessing, that in the gathering sometimes, we begin to see others. And we sometimes take benefit of what others are doing. Another time we become careless. And so this is why Baba said, focus, have the aim of your own life. Become example yourself. If we want to follow, then we follow. Our aim is to become Bap Saman, to become like the father, to follow the mother and father. Our aim is to become complete. What Baba said, make yourself complete, accomplish, full with all the qualities. When we give lesson to the students, we have one picture of our aim and object. Which is that picture? The poster we have? Lakshmi and Narayan. Or Vishnu, right? It's called Lakshmi Narayan or Vishnu's picture. That's the aim and object. What does it really mean? Lakshmi and Narayan or Vishnu. It's very clear that there's no person with four arms. A human being has two hands, two arms. But it's the aim. It means that I have the qualification of the qualities which Lakshmi has and the qualities that Narayan has. I let go of the identity of I am a woman or the consciousness of I am a man. I have both qualities because the soul is not man or woman. But as a soul, I have the sanskaras of gentleness as well as the power in me. The authority is also there. At the same time, it is balanced with gentleness. So Lakshmi means divinity. Lakshana means virtues. Character, good character. My behavior is which brings happiness to others. And that is based, these are the qualities of the soul, whether it is male or female, it's the soul's qualities. So where there is spirituality, purity and divinity, I'm Lakshmi. Lakshmi means the lakshan, means the aim and object of a divine character, of embodiment of divine character. But divinity is based on spirituality. And spirituality means detachment. Many people, when they are materialistic, it's possessiveness. Holding on to everything. And spirituality means has everything but is detached. A spiritual person is served by nature. Is a spiritual person is respected by others. Is loved by all but is detached. A materialist person is after a name, fame, position. But spirituality means, this is why Lakshmi seated on a lotus flower. His life is lotus flower. Or in Vishnu's hand is a lotus flower. So aim and object, as is my goal, if I'm studying a physical subject, say if I am studying law, then I would read the books of law, I would know what the system is, how everything I will study accordingly. If I want to become a doctor, I will study medicine, then I would be studying all the organs of the body. If I am studying an engineer, that's my aim to become, then I would study the machinery. And so we are studying, and our student life has the aim and object. This is what the difference between bhakti and jnana. Bhakti and jnana means that bhakti, devotion, is we are singing, remembering the praise. We are always singing praise of those who have achieved something. And aim is to become ourselves the embodiment of those who we are singing praise of. Worthy to be worshipped, praiseworthy, become the embodiment. So there is not aim. On the path of bhakti, there is not an aim. Even the aim is there to merge in God, then it is, if I merge in God, it is achievement in God, not me. Because I merge in God, so God got me. What did I get? All the souls went and merged in God. So God became blessed with all the souls. It means all the souls went to God. What did I achieve? So but it is here in our life when we are studying. This is a spiritual university. And so the aim and object of this university is Vishnu. Vishnu combined form is form of Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan means the both qualities, gentle qualities and powerful qualities balanced. So when there is spirituality, there is purity, there is divinity, on that basis there is royalty, authority, dignity, is Narayan. Where there is the authority of spirituality, there is authority of truth, there is authority of purity, that what is exercised in practical life, it becomes power in you. And then when the spirituality in life is there, that is what is dignity. So Lakshmi, spirituality, purity and divinity. Narayan means the embodiment of royalty, authority, but at the same time, this royalty, authority is based on renunciation of self-respect and dignity. And so this Vishnu is then the balanced picture of knowledge and yoga. So our aim and object when we are studying to become sampan means full. Full with what? Full with all virtues. But first full with knowledge. Method is exercise. A student means practice. Exercise. A student doesn't pass the exam with the blessings. This is why Baba said, you make effort and you achieve. You don't need to ask for blessing, for peace. So this Vishnu four arms is actually the four subjects we are studying. And our aim is to pass with honor. Four arms is the symbolic form of Lakshmi and Narayan that we know. But that it means that it's not that I will become this Lakshmi or Narayan in the future, but I experience and express these qualities now. And so how much spirituality is now, the knowledge that I have, how much there's realization in me, the knowledge, the subject of knowledge. Swadarshan chakra. Swa means self. So how much I see myself again and again now as a soul. Vision of my own self, realization of myself, experience of myself. That's called Swadarshan. And when these good thoughts are spinning, then it is in slogan means I'm not wasting my energy in waste thoughts. Positive and powerful thoughts are in the soul. That is what the elevated stage. So then waste thoughts are finished. I'm becoming conqueror of my own energy which I was wasting. Now I am saving my energy, but I am increasing my energy. So with the Swadarshan Chakra, with the knowledge, so somewhere I use knowledge to cut waste thoughts and somewhere I need power. Somewhere I need virtues. In order to understand the nature of others, you use knowledge. Each individual has its own role, each one has his own capacity, each individual plays according to their own time. So we use knowledge to put a full stop to waste thoughts. And so at that time, I am seeing myself, you by using the knowledge that I am not thinking about others, but I am thinking about my own peace, my own happiness, my own purity, my own peace. So I'm not in cobweb in the cycle of thoughts of waste of Pardarshan or Parchakra, which means in the spinning of the thoughts of others. So it's a knowledge. But at the same time I need to balance it with yoga. So on this side is Brahma, and this side is Shankar. Between is Vishnu. So it's knowledge have to be practiced. So yoga, do I practice this? of practicing, as Daddy said today. It's what is needed now. We had a lot of knowledge. We are, all of us are knowledgeful. These posters and pictures you have heard thousands times. It's not a new thing. But it's a question of again and again holding this mirror in front of me and seeing what state of mind I am in. I am a soul. Swadarshan means vision of myself. Just a dot? No. Just I'm a point of light. Is this my darshan? It's the my qualities that I am seeing and experiencing. So I am a pure, peaceful soul. And so knowledge is given by Brahma. Practice is yoga in the form of Shankar. This yoga then becomes the power. Means Shankar means detachment, free from no costume, no dress, not clothes. Let go of this body consciousness and just be in soul consciousness. In silence. Shankar means the one who creates peace. Shankar is actually Sanskrit word is Shankar. When you write these two words in one way, it's called Shankar. It, M becomes N. It's all the language laws of the Sanskrit language. So Sham means peace, cool down. Cool down. So in body consciousness, it's even the knowledge is spinning fast, but in yoga, it's not fast, it's getting slow. When I'm agitated, my sound is fast, my breathing is very fast. It's loud. And when I'm practicing, my sound, my breathing slow down. Silence. So it's a realization of myself. Then it's the power to control the thoughts or direct the thoughts whichever direction I want to. So yoga is maze. The second subject is yoga. In the second end of Vishnu is maze, the power. So my aim and object is that I am knowledgeful, but I am practicing this knowledge to make the knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. How? When it becomes my experience. But this power is creative power. This power is not destructive power. This is constructive power, having power and yet not using authority on others, detached, pure, it's divinity in it. People have power, it becomes violence. Here we have power, it changes into silence, it becomes a virtue. So knowledge is virtue. It's purity, detachment. So third subject is knowledge, virtue. Knowledge became yoga, yoga with experience became a virtue. And that is detachment, like a lotus flower. So third subject is inculcation of virtues. In the third hand of Vishnu, lotus flower. In one hand is Swadarshan Chakra, knowledge, and the second hand is yoga, mace, third hand is lotus flower. This third subject that we are studying this in this school. And then on that basis what we speak, what we experience, then this sound is coming out. The truth we are able to share with others is conch shell. That witness what we speak to others on the basis of what we have experienced. So it is service. Knowledge sharing on the basis of experience is service. Otherwise it's only message. In the scriptures are also many different kind of knowledge there. But we serve, we give happiness to others. That brings benefit to others, then it is service. It connects them, then this truth connects the soul with the Supreme Soul. It is conscious shell, it is service. So four arms are the aim and object of becoming complete, studying four subjects, which is shown in the form of four arms of Vishnu, and becoming virtuous, complete in everything. All virtuous, that is what the aim. Then what we become, from ordinary man we become Narayan, from ordinary woman we become Lakshmi. But before Narayan and Lakshmi, it has been shown form of Krishna. And in the picture, under the picture of Shri Krishna is all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, double non-violent, all virtues. So in today's slogan was that make yourself complete, not being in the gathering, become careless. Now this one also is doing same. So what if I became careless? I did not do this. This one also get upset. So what if I did it? So seeing weaknesses of others, we imbibe weakness in ourselves. That is not our aim. Aim is to pick up the virtues. So Lakshmi's effort, Lakshmi is shown in the result form, but in study form is Saraswati, wisdom. So this is why we follow Mama. We follow Baba. So Mama means goddess of wisdom, is to pick up virtues from everyone. So this is why she is seated on a lotus flower. She is seated on a swan, holy swan. Pick up virtues in every situation. Learn good things from everyone. All virtues. It's not 36 become complete and 63 virtues or 56 virtues. That's not. The aim is all virtues. Means I learn from everyone, from all who come in my contact and from all situations. Then it's called all virtues. That I appreciate the qualities of this one, but I hate the progress of this one. No, then I did not never virtue. Then it became jealousy in me. So I lost my virtues. I try to control others' progress with jealousy or with hatred or with competition. I cannot become all virtues. Or even if other is not making any good thing, making mistakes, at that time I became aware and learned for myself, then in all situation I became virtuous. Other fall down, I became aware that I don't fall in the same ditch. So it's virtuous. In every situation, in every connection, whatever we come with every person, we learn. So all virtuous. So when the virtues are there, they help us to become wiseless, less wise. The power of vices is becoming less. Virtue is a tool, a method. It's a virtue of tolerance. That influence of anger is less on me. It's a virtue of forgiveness that keeps my heart clean. So I don't have any hatred for other person. It's a virtue of acceptance, is that I don't have any fear. So when I am having using virtues in life, that is reducing the power of vices in means or influence of vice, power of vices on me, less influence, and I am also becoming viceless, because it's the otherwise if I don't use virtues, I am reacting, I would be angry, so my vice is increasing. My anger will increase. If I don't stay in self-respect, my ego will increase. I stay in self-respect, ego of others has less influence on me. So vicelessness. So first I have to become accomplished, full in all virtues. That was in today's blessing, become sampan. Make this is your property. Let the virtues become your property, your prosperity. And this, this is Lakshmi, means is wealth. But first is wisdom. So first Saraswati. So picking up virtues in everything. Using the knowledge. Creating harmony within my own self. So Mama and Baba, we follow Mama and Baba. That knowledge coming. And Brahma Baba, at every step he practiced this. Mama's face showed, Mama's life showed how knowledge is so easy. When it is practiced, it is not difficult, it's great joy in practicing. So follow in the footsteps of Mama and Baba, that's our aim. Like Brahma Baba surrendered his life, so I surrender myself. That means my time, my energy, my thoughts, my specialities, whatever I have, it is for God's work. So Vishnu, to become Vishnu, to become Lakshmi and Narayan, so every day I'm having vision of darshan of myself. Every day seeing how much I am a yogi which can control and which can finish, a yogi which has the power to control the thoughts, controlling power and ruling power. Not on others, but it is self-sovereignty. Yoga means self-sovereignty. That's why this mace is self-sovereignty. This is why even in the hands of kings, of Mahavirs, of even in India, in England, when they open, the queen opens the session, they have the mace. The judge in the judgment has a small mace. It's a symbol of authority. So it's an authority. Sovereignty. So when I am having my darshan, if I am having my darshan of my vision of myself as a pure being, this vision is now on the path of bhakti, we give vision to others. Baba uses us to give vision to others. But this time he gives us this key that we give vision to our own selves. How? Through divine vision. Baba says, I don't give the key to divine visions to you. That isn't for the copper age, he does not give. But this time, as a blessing, he gives the divine key, divine vision. What is that? Our intellect is divine vision. This is blessing he has given to everyone. Am I using this divine key? Or I'm thinking I would have a vision, Vishnu fluff coming down and a deity will present in front of me or light will in front of me. No, that is not vision. Divine vision is given to everyone. Means divine intellect is given to everyone. The third eye is opened of everyone. That is what we are studying. This is what opening of the third eye. Every day Baba is telling the story of the opening of the third eye. These eyes were closed. We could not see ourselves in our divine form. We always said, I was a sinner. I am weak. I am downtrodden. I am no good. And because I did not have vision good for myself, I cannot have good vision for others. You can have good vision for those who you love, respect. We are having, the devotees want to have vision of the deities they love and respect. That's why they make so much effort to have vision, they work so hard. Because they love their deities. And because of their love and faith in their beloved deities, Baba says, according to their faith, they get vision. So am I having my vision with the faith and love for my own self? So myself means my own qualities. Is not love for any stage. No, love means love for my peace, love for my happiness. All of us, what we are working for. It's not that we are working for any materialistic aim and object. Matter comes automatically because when here we are, when we become so detached, we serve matter with detachment. We don't become possessive. So result comes that matter offers us as a reward because we let matter give freedom. We did not control matter. Means that we don't become greedy. When we are greedy, we control matter. It's in a direct way. Means when we are greedy, then I want to hold everything. I want for myself. I don't want to give to anybody else. And when I'm contented, I want to give to others. Then matter says, I respect it. So matter comes back to me. It multiplies. It's a law. It's a spiritual law. So detachment is spirituality. Spirituality makes us totally detached and pure. And when the spirit is there, then it is divinity, means you want to give. If I'm attached, I cannot give. So this is why first is spirituality, is purity, then it is divinity. When you give it to others, you are loved and respected by others. And so our aim and object is, we are studying to every day same subject. Just like if you are studying a law, you are always studying the same thing, no? But deeper and deeper, you are studying mathematics from the very beginning, 2 plus 2 is 4. Until the end, you still use figure 2, no? And 4, you know, you cannot say, oh, it's the same. No, but you have to use 1, 2, 4. But then it becomes more and more deeper and subtle aspects of mathematics. You're studying ABC and it's everywhere in every subject it will be used. So these four subjects are used everywhere. But they are, when we are practicing, we are becoming complete. We are becoming more and more virtuous. And that's why then that we are giving, so not only giving, it's there is royalty in it. Give without any expectations. Divinity and royalty It's not a business. In copper age it becomes a business. I give, I should get some reward. And so it's the truth of life. It's truth of knowledge. When it is practiced in life, it's Satyanarayan. It becomes real. So whatever virtues we practice, when they are real in our life, that becomes power in our life, it's called Satyanarayan. In Satyug, they are natural then. They are also being expressed, no? Then they are expressed. When you are studying, you are learning. It's learning by mistake, error and learning, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. And once you have studied, you become perfect, you just express. So in the Golden Age, just natural expression, natural sharing. So this is why Baba says, you don't take knowledge with you there. You achieved your goal. So now we are reaching. So Vishnu is our aim and object. It is just like a road you are walking. Road does not walk. But you travel the road. Road does not travel. Road is fixed. But you travel on the road to reach the destination. So that is what is, the qualities are in the soul, but we have to walk on it. We have to reach there. So this is why this Vishnu in the middle is a balance. So Brahma Baba practiced. And if I want to follow Brahma Baba, how much time I practice to change my vision? So that it becomes divine. Brahma Baba used the knowledge in his own practice first, of practice of soul conscious, of this practice of Om, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. And then vision of body changing into soul. So how he changed his divine, his vision, he made divine. He practiced Yashoda is Atma. His wife's name was Yashoda. Yashoda is Atma. Palu is Atma. Nirmal Chandra Dadi's name was Palu. Palu is Atma. His daughter was Atma. Narayan, his son, was his son. He says, Narayan is Atma. His vision changed. Vision of my son, my daughter, my wife, my became finished, no? Atma, so it's a change of vision. And so then when I am having vision of my own self, with that vision I'm seeing others. Without being myself a soul, no matter how much I practice to see other person a soul, I cannot see it a soul. That here the knowledge is the soul that experiences, the soul that is expressing. So how much I remember Baba during the day, in action. So it's also in Karma Yoga. So it is again experience and exercise the qualities. No? What is Karma Yoga? Means action is filled with knowledge that I am doing right action. It is showing the quality with which action is performed. When I am yogi stage, my way of doing would be different than the other people's doing. I am not impatient. I am doing with efficiency. It is done properly. When I am not yogi, then I am impatient. I want to make it fast, fast, fast. And so what is, because I want to fast, I don't have patience, so I lose my power, I become angry. So anger and yoga do not go together. It's not karma yoga, it's only karma. And so when Baba says karma yoga, so how much I am having vision of my own self, how I am karma yogi, how much I am karma yogi, or am I only just performing action or action based on connection? Action filled with spirituality, action filled with virtue, and so which we gave inspiration to others. And this is what Brahma Baba did, all karma yoga that Baba gave, that we had, that we still call it as a vision, that I have experience and had vision, that Brahma Baba used to sit together. At that time family was small, and in Pandav Bhavan, full sack of wheat is there. So Baba would sit, Mama will also sit there, and we sort out wheat, you know. Sometime this ghun, this worm comes in the wheat and whatever, and so we used to sieve it, you know, and separate, and then sometimes stones are there. So it's sorting out wheat, sorting out rice, sorting out lentils, and then it's done. You feel that it is action, but action is that makes us karma yogi. That Baba's action became yoga for us. That's why it is called karma yoga, because Baba did it in such awareness that it became yoga for us. You remember how Baba did it? Not with pressure, but with pleasure. It's great joy doing everything. Playing, it's enjoyment. That became yoga. For man must be playing with Baba. Going on a walk, karma yoga. So it is not action, but it is action because the hands and feet are moving. So it means not only it is action, but it is the thoughts, because on the basis of your connection are the thoughts. According to our thoughts are the feelings. According to feeling is our connection and behavior with each other. So all it is deeper aspect of knowledge and deeper aspect of dharana, through which we become complete. So exercising again and again, I am a holy swan. So having my vision today, how long I was a swan, my own vision. And then throughout the day what I have kept, in the evening my chart will be accordingly. No? If my aim is there, that today I want to be just a holy swan, that would be my goal, that wherever any situation comes, even the negative situation is there, I just pick up the pearl. Today, I am a lotus flower. So, Baba has given us many titles. And so, whole day having vision of that is one subject of knowledge, Swadarshan Chakra. And in order to become complete, it means all one subject making into four. Same subject, knowledge is changing into yoga, yoga changing into dharana, dharana changing into service of my own self first. It is giving me happiness then. It is giving me strength. It is making me stable. It is creating dignity in me, divinity in me. This is why Baba says it is balance of self-service and service of others. Not that I am serving others, but it is not self-service. Vishnu is a picture of balance. So two hands up and two hands down. It's a balance. Receive from Baba, make it your own, experience it, let it go. It's up and down. It's balanced. Receiving and giving. And this balance then makes life blissful. So we are studying in spiritual university, where spiritual truths, universal truths, are practiced. And when we see spiritual study, it is studying the self. Spiritual is the personal thing. A soul, spirit is studying, and what we are studying our own life, we are studying our own self. Studying the soul. The soul is studying about the self. Every day we become aware of our own self. This is what Baba is giving vision of every day of our different qualities by giving us a different title, by giving us knowledge. I'm child of God. This is knowledge now. This is truth, spiritual truth. Now, in order to make it into vision, I'm child of God and I want to make it truth, to experience truth. How much intoxication I have. I'm child of God. Has it become real? Is it truth? Has it become truth? I'm speaking, I'm saying, it's showing conch shell. Is it really, truly I'm child of God? Then do I have any fear? Can I have any fear in my life? I'm child of God. Then my responsibility, Shun shows Father. Am I showing the Father through my life? So Baba on one side gives knowledge, other side gives have a vision of yourself. Baba has adopted me. And I have all the inheritance belongs to me. Are inherent qualities also practicing, exercising in me? It's a vision of the self. So Swadarshan Chakra does not mean golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, Sangam Yuga. No, it's Swadarshan. Gently, move gently, slowly, have vision. Until you have vision of your own self, don't get up. Like Dadi was saying, no, this morning, this queen, Bikaner's Maharani, she used to sleep, she used to sit, and she would say, until Vishnu has come in front of me, I don't go to sleep. And ours is really, until I have, really have this intoxication experience, I'm child of God. I cannot sleep in the sleep of ignorance and carelessness. Baba has adopted me, I am Baba's child. Baba says, you are eyes of my light, you are light of my eyes. Noori Ratan. Do I feel? I'm sitting in God's eyes. So when I am sitting in God's eyes, what would be my vision for others? I'm sitting before Baba, in front of Baba. So his vision is focused on me. How much current I am receiving? This love is falling on me. Baba comes and speaks to the souls every day. So when we heard the knowledge, that mirror is given, knowledge is mirror. During the day is to use this mirror to have myself, vision of myself. Then my thoughts would be always positive. It's automatically churning. I don't have to make effort to have yoga, no? So knowledge becomes automatic, it is balanced. Ego should not come. So it's intoxication and yet detachment. All the virtues, all the qualities, realization and experience is there. But at the same time, detachment, balance, knowledge full, but not egocentric. Completely pure consciousness and detached like a lotus. It's a balanced energy. So then I am seeing myself detached. At the same time yoga is power. But I am using again the knowledge to see myself before I speak to others. Balance again. Swadarshan Chakra balance with Shankh. If I am pointing out weaknesses on others, first I have to see myself. Before we speak to others, I have to see myself. Relationship will remain harmonious. You don't do this, you don't do this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this. Look at myself, how much I am doing. Balanced. Instead of speaking 5 sentences, I will speak 1 sentence or 1 word. It's a balanced knowledge of the self speaking to others. Vision of myself and then speaking to others. Balanced of knowledge and yoga and come a lotus. Full knowledgeful but detached. Balanced of mace and lotus. Power, but yet gentle. Authority, but with gentleness. Speaking truth with lightness, with gentleness. It's a picture of balancing 4 subjects, which makes us perfect. So the knowledge is truth. This is what is making us true Narayan. So Baba is speaking the story of true Narayan. By giving different vision to us, so then is my intellect divine? Am I having vision of my own self every day? How long I keep this mirror in front of me? Or mirror has become dusty or misty, then I cannot have vision. When I allow the influence of others, the mirror is there. But I cannot see myself. I cannot cut my waste thoughts then. So it's again a balance of gentleness of the knowledge and yoga and power of knowledge and yoga. This is why 2 are weapons. Sudarshan Chakra is a weapon. It's a shastra, it's a weapon. Mace is a weapon. And lotus and conscience, gentleness. In goddess's hands also, 4, 8 arms, but it's a balance. 4 are weapons and 4 are showing the gentleness. So means knowledge should be, knowledge is very powerful, but look again and again how I am using it. Otherwise, even it is power, it becomes defect. It does not remain fact anymore. It doesn't remain truth anymore. Knowledge is there and I have ego, it's a defect. Virtue becomes wise. So when I am not in self-respect, I am influenced by others. So then it is also effect of others. So I am not perfect. Perfect means free from defects, that is my inner self, and free from effects of the defects or vices of others. So Vishnu is perfect. Free from defects, free from influence on effects. What it is all the time, it is effect of others. Okay, yeah, I was so peaceful. I was really with Baba. I had such a lovely yoga. But this person came in front of me, I lost everything. What happened? It's effect, I allowed, no? I had good yoga, I had good dharana, I had so much love for Baba, I really want to do everything. Didi, you don't know how much faith and love I have for yoga. But then, my competition, my jealousy, my hatred, I see other person moving forward and I don't have vision of spirituality, I lose everything. Effect. Does not allow us to become perfect. Perfection. Today Baba said, become complete. So first complete with all virtues and then perfect. That is Vishnu. That's our aim and object. So perfection means actions are perfect. And this is why Vishnu's hands are shown in action, but head is one. Raman, 10 heads, 2 hands. Vishnu, 1 head, 4 arms. So when this virtues, this knowledge is not with harmony, disharmony, then many heads, then it becomes why, what, where, how, many, many things, then it is many, many different opinions, different things, different way of doing, seeing. So it is, then it becomes defective. The kingdom of Rama becomes kingdom of Raman. Kingdom of deities becomes kingdom of devils. And so just one focus. So this is our aim and object. So accordingly my virtues. So what is my aim today, whole day, is brotherly vision. Baba gives every day the aim. Different means for different souls, it is same class, but some are moving 2 step ahead and some are 2 step behind and some are other 2 step. So if the road map is given, we are still on the same road. Some have walked 2 miles and some have walked 4 miles and some have walked 10 miles, but still many, many destination is the same. And many times because we forget the way, then we have to come back again to find out where I lost my way. Though I was moving, but still have to come back to see. And the time is still used, but we have not followed the right path. And this is why we don't reach perfection. We don't reach our goal. Other going the way, we begin to follow them, and later on we realize they were lost and we were following them. Many times it is because many people have lost the way and we just continue to follow them. Until we realize we have gone too long, too far. So this is why we follow only one. And that is to follow me. Some people say, oh Didi, we have not seen Baba. No, how should we follow? Yeah, this is the question. We have not seen Baba. We have not seen Mama. It's not the question of being Baba, Mama in the corporeal form. It was a blessing, of course, this is. But it is the knowledge is the method through which we have to follow. Baba, ocean of knowledge. So Brahma Baba showed an example and that example is being given every day. For example, those who were with Baba. Just let me just make it very, very clear about it. Those were, so we at that time, at Brahma Baba's time, maybe 2000s, 5000s, all were not living in Mount Abu. Only a few were living. What followed was the teachings, no? So follow the teachings is following Baba. The knowledge is the path, no? Which is knowledge we are following. Knowledge that Baba is giving, that I am following accurately. I am following right path. But if I just mix up with other things, I mix up with what Bhakti says, I mix with what Guru said, I mix up with what others have said, then I lose, I get confused. So Baba's knowledge, Baba's virtue is company, being in Baba's company, Baba my companion. Baba says, I am your companion. So am I keeping that companionship with Baba? And so experience is what has been taught, take up only 1 or 2 things from that. Food is cooked, the whole pot is cooked, no? So sometimes we get confused. because I cannot, Baba said this, Baba this, we cannot do this all. But it is a food, no, cooked for 500 people. You cannot eat full pot, no? Put it in your plate what you can eat, you will be satisfied. Take one or two things, the whole day, that's the goal. I am Ganges of knowledge. I'm flowing. The constant flow of energy will be there. That's my goal. And then maybe mountain coming on the way, a hill coming on the way, something, I will make my way to go around. Mountain cannot stop me. Because the character of Ganges is to flow. So aim and object is today's, according to today's blessings. Being in the gathering, don't become careless. Just pick up the virtues, make yourself complete. And so, if I cannot pick up virtue from others, let the knowledge that Baba has given, I make virtue, that virtue for myself. Then automatically I would be share these virtues with others. And all the bondages will become free. So aim is to become free from all bondages, is to become pure. Different goals are, but the main perfection is Vishnu is in front of us. That includes everything. No? So blissful life, peaceful life, and knowledgeful life. Brahma means knowledgeful, purity and knowledge. Vishnu means renunciation and silence. And Shankar means everything in action, perfection in practical life, blissful, balance and bliss. Purity, because this is what Trimurti Shiva Baba has given us, this knowledge to, this is the aim and object. Baba says, keep in front of, sometime go in front of the picture and sit down and compare your features with their features. So, sitting in front of Trimurti, sitting in front of Lakshmi Narayan, sitting in front of Kalpatri, automatically the cycle will spin. So, I am a Rajyogi, royalty. Yogi means spiritual relationship with Baba, a yogi. So, that is also aim, be holy, be yogi, slogan we always give. So, holy means holy swan, holy means pure thoughts, holy means pure vision. So, then this is a what is my goal of today to experience, what do I want to experience today? So when you are in Madhuban, just keep this goal and write in your diary whether did you reach. If not, okay, continue it, no? Continue until we reach the destination. Okay, if you want to ask any question? No question? Yeah? Yeah, aim and object. Aim is there that I, like for example, I want to get a degree. That's my aim. But then when situations come, circumstances come, I can change my aim. But object is that I focused and I reach that there. That's why it's aim and object. The seal and stimmung, no? It's just like my aim is there, but this is what I have to focus there to get it. Aim to reach that object, to get that place, to get that position, to get that qualification. And in Hindi it's only one, Lakshya. And that is focus. Lakshya was, is a story about, Baba has spoken sometime about Lakshmans. Lakshya, the aim. And it's Arjuna's story, Avyakta Bhav Dada spoke one time. It is a bhakti story that Arjuna was tested because the Draupadi's father wanted to get married his daughter with a person who was perfect in archery. And so many came and tried to show the power of archery, a bow and arrow. And it was a test that a fish was hung up there and underneath was boiling the oil. And in that boiling oil, they had to look it in and hit the arrow in the bird's eyes to kill the bird. And so many tried, but they could not hit. And Arjuna did it, and he focused. The secret was, how did he kill it? Because he won this one. And then the king of Draupadi, the father of Draupadi, said, okay, now it's my promise. So then he gave the daughter to Arjuna. And so it was that his vision, his focus. It was boiling oil, means there are many situations, many circumstances are there, but do not lose the focus. And so his vision was focus on the eye of the bird, not the whole bird. And this is also a story about the five Pandavas, that the guru asked them to hit the bird. And then one said, yeah, he asked, what do you see? He said, oh, I see the whole tree, green tree, big tree, and bird sitting on the top. The other one said, what do you see? I see the tree, on the top is the bird. Not the whole tree, but the top of the tree. Third one said, I see the branch. Fourth said, I see the bird, and I am killing. And Arjuna said, I see only the eye of the bird, where it had to be focused. So that's aim and object, means the aim was to kill the bird. But to reach that there, that you have to focus at one particular point. And this is what here means. Your aim is to become Lakshmi Narayan. The aim is to become sovereign of the new world, masters of the new world. But what is then? The aim is to renew my own life, to fill myself with those qualities. Not that I will get it there. Future must become present. That is our goal. Not that we will go get in the future. Future must become present. That is what the goal is. Brahma Baba, Aham Chatur Bhuj Tattvam, means I, Vishnu, are you. That was the goal. And he made it real. Vishnu, I am. And so people had vision of Brahma, from Brahma Baba, of Krishna. They had vision of Vishnu. So what is in the future, that become present, that is called aim and object. And this is what Brahma Baba made. And this is what we have to, what is future, that perfection should become present. Yeah, good question. What aspect are you making effort to reach? So this is what I shared with you. It is what part of everything, what I shared, it's my present effort I am sharing. And my subtle efforts are that what I want to say, I want not to say, because I try to speak, I try to make Pathar understand, but my efforts are that I should not say, I should not convince. And I have the thought in my mind, and other person then speaks, and then I have conversation with that person. So whatever I want to say, I want to hear, then it becomes a natural conversation rather than saying something. That's my personal effort means instead of saying, sharing in form of experience. Okay, how do you explain Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar? Shankar and Brahma are symbolic and Vishnu is in the establishment. How you explain this? See, it is three tasks of Shiva. God, when we say God, G-O-D, generator, operator and director of destroying the negativity. J-G-O-D. So generation, rejuvenation take place through Brahma. So Brahma is a human being. It's true, this right, is explaining. But then it is this Trimurti, three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, is the, you can say, the picture of Trimurti in the subtle region is like a prefabricated houses. Okay, you build a building, the architect gives you a model. Creates a model in front of you, and this is what you are going to be. So this is what is the a picture of how our character should be and what the method it is. Just like you give a architect give a building, he gives how much it will cost, how it will look like, how it is decorated, he gives with that. It only visible as a picture, but architect is also giving other details as well. So in the same way, Shiv Baba has given these three images in front of us, that you human beings become this. So Brahma, the corporeal form, it's a story of human beings. So Brahma, one representative of this human earth, a perfect sample and example. So this becomes Vishnu. The aim is there through which method? Its method is through renunciation. So Shankar is a symbol, but it is a stage. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, these are the three process or stages of creating the new world for perfection. So through Brahma, Shiva has given this knowledge. So this knowledge through Brahma he gave and Brahma practiced through complete renunciation. Detachment, bodilessness stage. So Shankar is a stage of bodiless. It's not a symbolic, but you can call it a stage. Then Vishnu is a perfect form, which is in practical form, which in when sanskaras are expressing. So knowledge is being practiced, experienced, and Vishnu is expression, but it has to be here. So bhakti, on the path of bhakti, they have mixed Shankar and Shiva. The reason? Because Brahma Baba becomes avyakt. And avyakt Bhav Dada, combined form, is one. And yet two separate entity. So Shankar is bodiless form. Avyakt means there's no body, there's not a body. There's no dress. So on the path of bhakti they have shown without dress. But these were, it is, avyakta form is a final stage, but there is an effort that they have shown. Yoga's efforts are shown in the form of Shankar's picture. That Ganges flowing through head means the knowledge. Then this knowledge, practicing knowledge, the snake's vices become friends. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, these snakes are changing into garlands. Negative energy through yoga became positive energy. Through this coolness and knowledge, he reaches his perfect stage, so rising moon becomes a full moon. These are the symbolic. So in the picture of Shankar, this decoration is symbolic. But efforts are real. So Brahma made effort to reach his Shankara stage, Avyakta stage. And so Bap Dada combined in one. And so this is the present. And then in future is perfect form Vishnu, of which not only one, it's for all human beings, so male in form, female form together is Vishnu. Okay?